Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's nothing better than feeling comfortable in your own shoes. And that doesn't mean flopping down on the couch with bunny slippers. Maybe you're a parent raising a little rock star, or a tech nomad working from anywhere and jumping from one thing to the next. Whoever you are, Allbirds wants you to be comfortable in your actual shoes too. Their wool runners, pipers, and loungers are designed for a level of coziness that makes you feel like you can do anything. You might even forget you're wearing them. And their shoes are so stylish, they go perfectly with a wear whatever I want attitude. Allbirds is all about loving Mother Nature too, because no one wants to leave a bad footprint. Each shoe is carefully crafted from natural materials that tread lightly on our planet. From ZQ-certified Merino wool to a bouncy midsole made from sweet foam, the world's first carbon-negative EVA material made from sugarcane.
Welcome to Unexplained Extra, with me, Richard MacLean Smith. For the weeks in between episodes, we look at the stories that, for one reason or other, didn't make it into the show. In last week's episode, From Eternity to Here, we ventured into Egypt's Valley of the Kings, where in 1922, a team led by Howard Carter and George Herbert, the 5th Earl of Carnarvon, uncovered the final resting place of the long-forgotten pharaoh, Tutankhamun. The apparent fatal consequences of their extraordinary find led many to suspect their disturbing of the sacred tomb had in some way released a curse on any who dared to come near it. Though there is little way of ever knowing the truth of such a claim, what is little in doubt was the impact that Carter's and Carnarvon's rediscovery had on the public imagination. The find made Carter and Carnarvon overnight celebrities, and with it, a kind of Egyptomania took hold, influencing everything from architecture and fashion to literature and cinema. A perhaps less expected consequence was the spike in the number of people suddenly claiming to be the reincarnated spirits of ancient Egyptians. With spiritualism proving especially popular in the 20s and 30s, so too was the practice of supposed past life regression, with no end of people now claiming to have lived a previous life as the newly rediscovered pharaoh Tutankhamun, or perhaps as the more widely known pharaoh Ramesses II. There was one woman, however, who had a rather different story to tell. Her incredible claim to have once lived before in a long ago and distant land was not only linked to a far more obscure name, but had been claimed long before Carter and Carnarvon's find. The story of the woman formerly known as Dorothy Eady has been described by one New York Times reviewer as one of the world's most intriguing and convincing modern case histories of reincarnation. In 1904, a baby, later christened Dorothy Eadie, was born in South London to parents Mary and Reuben Eadie, a young couple from Ireland. A few years later, at the family home in Blackheath, a three-year-old Dorothy was playing at the top of the stairs when she tripped and fell, hitting her head on the floor. By the time her parents found her, it was too late. A doctor was called immediately, who arrived a short time later, only to confirm the terrible news. Their young daughter was dead. And so it was, with monumental surprise, when the doctor returned to the young girl's bedroom where he had left her, a short time later, to find her sitting up awake and playing happily in bed. Not long after, the young girl began exhibiting odd behaviour, talking with a peculiar accent and speaking of large columned buildings that she remembered and how she wanted to go home. The following year, Dorothy's parents took her to the British Museum, where at the first sight of the Egyptian galleries, she is said to have run to the nearest statue and kissed its feet, declaring that she was finally home. Pointing to one particular photo, a long, heavily eroded, flat-topped structure fronted by a grand colonnade, the four-year-old Dorothy turned to her parents, stating that it was where she used to live. The building was the Temple of Seti I, a lesser-known, though by no means insignificant, New Kingdom pharaoh of the 19th dynasty. It was fair to say the young Dorothy had certainly never heard of him before. Dorothy's obsession would only intensify as she got older. As a teenager, she began to experience intense and vivid dreams of wandering through grand halls covered in ornate frescoes or stepping into the warmth of a bright desert sun. At 15, in one nighttime reverie, she claimed to have been visited by the mummified body of Seti I himself. In response to her increasingly bizarre claims and sleep disturbances, Dorothy's parents had her admitted to a psychiatric hospital. However, doctors were unable to find anything clinically wrong with the young woman. After leaving hospital, Eadie remained more convinced than ever that her spirit belonged in Egypt, and made it her lifetime's ambition to move there. She began studying hieroglyphics and collecting Egyptian antiquities. She took on a job working for an Egyptian culture magazine, which advocated support for an independent Egypt, which was governed by Britain at the time. In her late 20s, Eadie met an Egyptian student named Imam Abdul Maguid, and in 1931, much to Eadie's joy, the pair decided to relocate to Egypt. It is said that when Eadie first stepped foot onto Egyptian soil, she kissed the ground, announcing that she was there to stay. Are you always taking care of your family? Do you often take care of others and not yourself? Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. You deserve it. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best, to feeling like yourself again. With Teladoc, you can speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video. Therapy appointments are available 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time. If you feel overwhelmed sometimes, maybe you feel stressed or anxious, depressed or lonely, or you might be struggling with a personal or family issue, Teladoc can help. Teladoc is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy to change counsellors if needed, for free. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast. Eadie and Maguid would marry soon after and give birth to a son, who they named Seti, in honour of the man that Dorothy had come to feel a strange connection to. She herself later adopted the name Om Seti, meaning Mother of Seti. One morning, shortly after her son was born, Om Seti awoke to find herself sitting at her desk, a pen in her hand and reams of paper in front of her, covered in short fragments of hieroglyphic script. Later, she would allege to have been visited in a dream by an entity known as Hor-Ra, who claimed responsibility for the words she had apparently written. Over the next 12 months, Hor-Ra proceeded to dictate messages to her, which she would write out while in a trance state, eventually revealing the story of her past. She had been known as Ben-Treshit, a young priestess of humble origins, who had been assigned to the temple of Osiris in the small town of Qom el-Sultan. At a young age, she had met and fallen in love with King Seti. The pair had apparently become lovers, resulting in Ben-Treshit becoming pregnant. As was ever the case, Ben-Treshit was then said to have borne the brunt of the scandal, being forced to commit suicide rather than endure an inevitable public flagellation. In 1935, Om Seti separated from her husband and took a job working for renowned Egyptologist Selim Hassan at the Department of Antiquities, becoming the first woman ever to work there. It was said that when Om Seti first visited the Temple of Seti in Abydos, she recognized it instantly. And when tested by the Chief Inspector of Antiquities to locate elements on the wall paintings inside, she was able to do so perfectly, despite the fact that the paintings had never been made public and it was pitch black inside. Om Seti eventually moved to Abydos, where she would remain until her death in 1981. Never wavering in her conviction that she had lived a previous life, Om Seti is often dismissively described as an eccentric fantasist. However, as greatly revered cosmologist Carl Sagan once noted, she was a lively, intelligent, dedicated woman who made a real contribution to Egyptology. If you enjoy listening to Unexplained and would like to help support us, you can now go to unexplainedpodcast.com/support. All donations, no matter how large or small, are massively appreciated. All elements of Unexplained are produced by me, Richard McLean Smith. Please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes, and feel free to get in touch with any thoughts or ideas regarding the stories you've heard on the show. Perhaps you have an explanation of your own you'd like to share. You can reach us online at unexplainedpodcast.com or on Twitter at unexplainedpod. Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best. Speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video anytime between 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time, 7 days a week. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products.
offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule. You'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.